This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Now we are going to be talking to Prof. Tinyiko Maluleka. I did say, do dial in and tell us what you think about that opinion piece where he says, God tells Mokgweng to leave politics alone. 0861-987-000 is the dial. Prof, or should I say, Gabriel, it's Tunya Sengos.
I believe God has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I think God has already forgiven me.
For what some people may call blasphemy.
Yeah, for what some people may call blasphemy. But let me tell you where the temptation came from.
Yes.
It was when...
It was not from the serpent, the snake.
No. It was when Mokgweng was asked whether he would stand for president in 2024 at some church gathering.
Yes.
And he answered that if God wants him to, he will.
Mm.
Now, that is tempting. You know, that kind of response tempts one to think, okay, if I were God, would you listen to me?
Mm.
Because, you know, the normal thing for politicians to do is to seek legitimation in the voice of people. So before EFF starts, we are told we are consulting the people. And the same thing happened before COPE started.
Yes.
You know, we want to consult the people. And the idea is that we are doing what we are doing because the people have asked us to do it.
Mm.
But what Mokgweng does is to suggest that he's not going to ask people, he's going to ask God. Now, that's a tough one, because if he asks God, how can we as mortal human beings be able to interact with him, to interrogate his motives, to talk to him about this?
In fact, he won't even be our candidate. He would be God's candidate. So even the manifesto will be heavenly, Professor.
You see, so that's precisely the point I'm driving at. So I thought, okay, let's try and have a conversation at that level.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you know, in 800 words, there's not much that you can do in terms of developing substantive arguments.
Yeah.
It was satire also.
Absolutely. I mean, the way in which you have framed the piece is very satirical and, you know, quite lighthearted. But, Prof, as much as it was satire and we can laugh about this issue, there is a conversation to be heard here, because you also allude to, you know, disgruntled professionals, former politicians called the Independent Citizens Movement. And in these local government elections that we've just come out of, we saw a number of, you know, prominent bishops, pastors, making a statement and standing, whether under political parties or as independent candidates and under independent movements. It almost seems as if there is a temptation to form an evangelical sort of infrastructure within the space of politics.
Oh yeah, look, I mean, there is room for that. I think it was the late S.K.M. Patel who once said, I'm going to start a church because there's money to be made in it.
Mm.
Of course, he was joking. You know, so 80% of South Africans are supposed to be Christian. Some will say even more. So that whole body of people is potentially available, and at least if not available, alive to the possibility of a religious political party with a Christian stamp on it.
Mm.
And this is what is tempting, not just Mokgweng, it's really not about him. But as you rightly say, many other people, the ACDP has been that party until now, but they don't seem to have been able to crack the code. They tend to be regarded as representing a minority on the margin.
And in fact, they even managed to have this animated, you know, idea of themselves that, you know, really resonates. I mean, you would think that an ACDP by now would be boxing at well above 10% of its electoral share.
Yeah, they seem to have stagnated, you know. And yet, you do have a potential religious audience out there. And Mokgweng, who knows, maybe that man who comes to activate that. Look, there is a searching that is going on in the country. There is a searching because of a sense of fatigue with the current crop of political parties. There is a sense of fatigue. It's almost as if South Africans are saying there's nothing new that can come out of this lot. And it is from that space that you have your movement with Mokgweng and others threatening or being seduced into forming themselves into a political party.
And in fact, Prof, as you talk about that, we also saw a rejection of politics. I mean, if you think of the performance of Action SA and what their initial posters were ahead of voter registration, I mean, it was a hatful with politics. Show them, you know, register to show them. So there's this sense of, you know, being anti-establishment and gaining traction while you are at it, where the likes of, you know, Mokgweng, we've seen some people saying, make advocate Thulima Donzela the president, and so on. Leaders who have formulated some, you know, moral aptitude around them, and probably rectitude too, who are seen as society as upstanding citizens who stand for their ground, who won't be bullied, whether you agree or disagree with them. And the fact that they are not career politicians, seemingly drawing some people closer to them. Do you think then, in that instance, a character in the name of former Chief Justice Mokgweng could actually be a disruptor in the political landscape?
Well, in the Mashaba kind of way, it could be a disruptor. But remember, Lukona, Action SA is not a new phenomenon. We have seen Action SA before. It was called COPE. And later on, it was called EFF. And COPE is today almost the late COPE, you know. The EFF seems to be plateauing, even though it has shown a bit of growth. So the phenomenon of a new kid on the block who comes with slightly different ideas is not entirely a new one. Now, had I been given one more paragraph in that opinion piece?
Yes.
Had I been given one more paragraph, because I'm restricted to 750, maximum 800 words, I would have said to Mokgweng, don't join them. Beat them with the word of God from where you are, you know? The problem is that once you join politicians, even if you say mine is a different kind of politics, like Mashaba is, sooner or later you become just one of them. It's too powerful a force, this political animal, for someone to go into it and claim that they are not a politician. They are just a businessman. They are not a politician. They represent God. I'm not a politician. I'm just someone here to fix things. That's what military coup leaders say all over Africa after taking over a government. They say, I'm not a politician. I'm here to fix things. And often they become politicians. Often they then run for office and they become just like the politicians we have known before.
Absolutely. My guest is Prof. Tinyego Maluleke, and we are dealing with the issue of an opinion piece that he penned. God tells Mokgweng to leave politics alone. 0861-987-000. The conversation is open to you. Prof, allow me to pay some bills and keep the lights on, and we will continue with this conversation.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mbuni. Call Lukhona on 0861-987-000.
God tells Mokgweng to leave politics alone. That's the title that we are talking about. I can already see some protesting, saying, God is that. are you talking about, Mguni? Well, it's none other than Prof. Tinyego Maluleke himself. Yeah, he's that God. He says at the end, now listen carefully. I, the Lord God Almighty, do not want you to run for president in 2024. Understood? I doubt you'll be understood, Prof, but all is well. Prof, you talk about the powerful force that, you know, is politics. And at times I wonder whether, you know, individuals should take what they have made of themselves, the legacy that they now, you know, have and have inherited by virtue of wherever they might have participated in public service. And I mean, even somebody like Phumzile Mlambo Ngcuka returning from the UN Women after occupying such a prestigious role, you know, seemingly flirting with the idea of contesting party politics for positions within the ANC, and some people very keen on it. We saw this with Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma when she came back from the AU, you know, being part of that brutal, bruising contestation at NASREC. Does this take away, when people enter this space, does it take away or distract us from a legacy that has become so crystallized by way of where they have been?
Yeah, look, there is that danger. Of course, no legacy is perfect. You know, all legacies have got their... all legacies are checkered. You can punch holes at any legacy. But there's an extent to which you can't deny a man his legacy. Take Thabo Mbeki, for example. You know, you could focus on the way he was recalled and make a mountain out of that, or focus on what he managed to achieve or to project during his time. Now, I am one of those who actually believe that Mokgweng has done very well as Chief Justice, all things being equal. I think he has done excellently well, way beyond expectations. So there is a sense in which, although my article is satirical, it is really tongue-in-cheek admission of some of the great milestones that he passed. If you read between the lines, you'll find that I offer a review of his tenure
in the judiciary. In fact, you start as well from the moment of those malicious inquisitors who masqueraded as job interview panelists. Of course, that was a grueling, grilling by the JSC on Mokgweng, the first of its nature.
Two full days, the poor man had to field all manner of tricky questions. So, I mean, this is not a man who has disgraced himself by any stretch of imagination.
Yeah.
He has done very well as Chief Justice. I just am afraid that walking into politics not only threatens that legacy, but he could actually be remembered not so much for the good work he did in the office of Chief Justice, but for the political flop that he might become. And sometimes people remember only the last thing in a person's life, unfortunately, which is why today people talk about Desmond Tutu, who actually is my inspiration for thinking God has a sense of humor, because he does this sort of thing I did in that article much more brilliantly than I will ever do.
Absolutely.
Because he does it in person.
Prof, now, I want you to hold this thought so that we can just fill in Lina and Simon are on the line. Let's quickly take them and then you can also respond to them. Simon, good morning.
Good day, my brother, and I want to greet my honourable the advocate, Mr. Maluleke.
Okay, he has a new job now. Okay,
he's I've got
Professor Maluleke.
I've got. Can you correct me? Did I name him correctly?
He's Professor Maluleke, not advocate.
Professor,
yes.
Professor Maluleke. Greetings to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got one question, because in the beginning I've just heard that it seems our professor has been advised. I wonder if he had a vision to advise our former Mokgweng not to join politics. Because I believe what Mokgweng is doing, he's doing the right thing, because God says to ministers and pastors, they must correct the leaders just like Nebuchadnezzar, who was advised or cautioned by the foreman, Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. As much as Desmond Tutu was advising or cautioning the apartheid leaders, the same applies in the USA. Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King, he did announce what God wants to be done.
Okay.
Yes. So I humbly differ with a professor that Mogoeng should not get involved in politics. Not necessarily being a politician, but I would advise Mogoeng, he must never stop. He must use the word of God to call it a spade a spade. What our brothers does, he must tell them that this is not right, as much as Desmond Tutu did.
Okay. Simon, God, you loud and clear. Lina, good morning.
Morning, Mr. The Corner. I'm Lina.
Lina, sorry. Lina.
Not a problem. Yes, what I'm saying is, former Chief Justice Mogoeng is a very good leader, especially for a country like South Africa, because most of us like and believe in him and leadership, as have shown his integrity in court. So now, what I'm saying is, we must go on with politics, even if he's not a politician. Even Mashaba is not a politician. Even Donald Trump is not a politician, but they're doing so good in politics. So today is not about Mzabalazo or politics. So former justice must go on, open his party, and then some of us maybe will vote for him if we're disappointed. And the main thing is, he must open the party and take away voters from ANC. We are taking everything from ANC. Our main mission is in the 2024 national election. ANC must never sit the day to help.
Lina, got you loud and clear. Let me let the prof come back. Prof, you are hearing the sentiments. I said to someone after the results were declared, my fear is that the ANC did so badly that everybody now thinks this thing is free for the taking.
Yeah, it's part of it. Look, my aim in writing this provocative satirical piece was to start a conversation.
Absolutely.
And I am glad that the listeners are starting that conversation and engaging me, but also engaging the issues, really, above just engaging me. And I don't think they are disagreeing with me fundamentally.
Mm.
Because especially the first caller, he was saying that he thinks Mogoeng must just continue to be critical of politicians from where he is. I give him that. I think that's fine. He can do that. I just don't know. You know, there are two laws that we have to think of. The one law is join them and then, if you can't beat them, join them. Right?
Yeah.
If you can't beat them, join them. The other is join them, then beat them. The third one is don't even join them, because if you join them, you are going to fight by their rules.
Mm.
Beat them from where you are. And that would be my advice to Mogoeng.
Ah, your Thomas, as you call him there.
Yes, he will have a lot more impact speaking as a former Chief Justice who has strong religious beliefs that is known now, but without joining party politics.
Yeah,
I fear for him if he becomes a party politician in the hope that he can defeat the ANC. I don't know. Because it's not just the ANC that people are upset with, it's politics in general.
Absolutely.
And very soon he will be an ordinary politician.
Absolutely. Prof Maluleke, the god of politics, thank you very much. Go well.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Prof Tinyiko Maluleke, a political analyst there joining us. On his piece, God tells Mogoeng to leave politics alone. And I hope, Katlego Legodi, you will tell Andre Direte to leave ESCOM alone.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.